What's the difference between freehold versus leasehold?
Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
Hey guys, this is Gary Wong from GaryWongRealty.com. People know me as the Christian Realtor. I'm also the author of the book on Vancouver real estate and one of the directors for the Real Estate Board of Greater Vancouver, Vancouver West Side Division. One of the things in real estate that I learned quite early on in my career that I didn't get a chance to share on this YouTube channel, but recently one of my clients asked the question and I was like, oh, what a great topic to talk about in my YouTube channel was, what's the difference between freehold and leasehold? Actually, my client was looking for an investment property and she looked at this property and it was really cheap. And I told her, well, it's because it's leasehold. And she's like, what's that? So I had to go into the details of the difference between a freehold and leasehold. And to simplify it for you guys, basically freehold means you own the land on the property and leasehold, you're basically buying the lease. So for a freehold strata, meaning you're buying a condo, you basically own the condo, that portion of land and the condo unit. Leasehold, you're basically buying a lease. How does it work? So let's say a developer goes to the city and says, I want to buy this piece of land. The city's like, the land's not for sale, but I'll lease it to you for 99 years. And the developer says, okay, how much? And the city gives an amount. The developer's like, okay, sure, I'll lease it for 99 years for this X amount. And then they prepay for it. And then they prepay for that land. They build up some high rises, low rises, townhouses, etc. And basically, it would be categorized as leasehold, prepaid. Leasehold prepaid, there's two types, leasehold prepaid and leasehold non-prepaid. Leasehold prepaid means the developer had already prepaid for the entire 99 years. And so the person who is buying the condo, they only buying the lease, okay? And then they don't have to pay any yearly fees or anything like that. A leasehold non-prepaid means the developer just paid for a small portion of the lease, and then after maybe 5 years or 10 years or whatever, the person who buys the lease would have to renegotiate with the city, and the city would say, okay, the lease rate is $1,000 a year or $5,000 a year or $10,000 a year or whatever. So that would be the difference between leasehold prepaid and leasehold non-prepaid. It's a very common, maybe areas such as Fairview, False Creek, some areas in Richmond are leasehold. Some areas in UBC where the land was owned by the Indians, that land is leasehold. Developers basically lease the land from the Indians for a set period of time, usually 75 to 99 years, and then they basically build and develop and then they sell the lease out. Pros and cons, I can't say freehold is better than leasehold. Freehold, you own the land, yes. Is it a better property product in the sense that you pay more and you'll appreciate more and all that stuff? Yes, it is. But leasehold is much cheaper. For leasehold, maybe it's for people who don't want to live in there forever. They want to live in a nice house or a nice condo and pay a discount. That works. That works for certain individuals. So is it going to appreciate as much as a freehold unit? No, it's not. But when you buy at a discount, you sell at a discount. And as well as when you buy premium, it's going to appreciate in a premium rate. When you buy a discount, it will appreciate in a discount rate. So, you know, trying to be subjective, there are pros and cons of freehold and leasehold. Make sure you talk to your realtor and make sure your realtor explains the differences and the pros and cons and what works for your particular situation. Anyways, hope you found value in this video. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to this channel. It's all about real estate, buying, selling, investing, or maybe you're a realtor yourself. This is the channel to be subscribed to. Gary Wong from GaryWongRealty.com. And until next time, God bless you.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.